And with me is Gary Gamble. He is a county commissioner, and the commissioners met yesterday for, didn't look like it was too long a meeting. But.
Well, the initial meeting wasn't too long. We had our community health and public health and community services meeting, and then we followed that with our board meeting.
Yep. And you had a public comment period, and I understand there were a few public comments.
Yes, we had a number of citizens that showed up to talk about the property on the hill, the old ski hill, mm-hmm. Mr. Sheaf's property. And there's been discussions, as the community knows, relative to either creating access or making a land swap. And the board at its last meeting had made a decision that we assigned two commissioners to talk to Mr. Sheaf and see if we couldn't come to some amiable agreement that would protect the hill and give him opportunity to develop land maybe elsewhere in the county. So as of yesterday, Commissioner Dukirk and myself were assigned that initially at the last meeting, but Commissioner Hakes, being in that district, requested that she could be mm-hmm. the liaison, so that was agreed to. And I do believe that the citizens in communicating their concerns, that we're all on the same page, that we need to be have more foresight in how we protect our resources as a community, aesthetic and development. And I think, hopefully, that commissioners will be able to focus on more of that foresight as we bring in a new county administrator so that we aren't so reactionary or knee-jerk in our decisions.
And we do have a new county administrator.
Yes, we haven't got the both signatures on the bottom line, but the board was presented the initial contract agreement, and there's consensus with that. A few questions that were asked that Brady would take a look at, and Attorney Scannell, and then hopefully he would come on board sometime in December.
Oh, okay. Well, let's. One of the things on the budget was a discussion brought up, I think, by County Engineer Dave Betts about National Forest System funding, and there's more to that than meets the eye.
Yeah, that's sort of symptomatic of a bigger issue that we deal with as a small rural county. And I sit on two county or two joint powers boards. One is the Northern Counties, Rural Counties, and the other is Minnesota Rural Counties. And just met Monday evening with Minnesota Rural Counties. Basically, what it is that there are different funding streams available to small rural counties, recognizing that we are rural, that we have many federal and state lands. And so monies to help us in managing those come through federal and state funding. And this particular that Highway Engineer David Betts brought to us yesterday, there was a fund about $2 million that went to small rural counties on federal forests and helping us with infrastructure. And out of, you know, lobbying and negotiating, that fund was not only cut from $2 million to $1 million, but then Metro said, we'd like to get a piece of that pie. And I think on multiple levels, we're seeing that we're looking for revenue elsewhere. So we have this sort of contention that exists between Metro and rural counties. So yesterday, Mr. Betts had requested that the board pass a resolution saying that we would like the fund restored so that it goes to rural communities and not to Metro, because Metro has a greater lobbying influence. And we're seeing this on multiple levels. Parks and trails, where there's an agreement, but then given the clout that Metro has, those funds are depleted. So,
when was the last time Metro had a national forest?
Yeah, well, it's interpretation, and we redefine our terminology in order to get what we want. And I know from my personal perspective, it gets us nowhere if we work at opposite ends, meaning that we're against each other as opposed. We need to recognize and respect the diversity that we have within our state, and that both of us are an important element to a healthy development. So reasonableness needs to prevail in my mind.
Well, you, as you say, you serve on a couple of rural county boards. And we were talking about this before we went on the air a little bit, but there's an increase in that tension between Metro and rural. I mean, there's an awful lot of people living in the Metro now that 10 years ago weren't. And there is that tension, and there is that competition, and there seems to be some concern, there has been in the major media, about the declining impact that rural Minnesota has,
yeah,
particularly with the legislature.
Well, and the important element in that discussion is knowing what reality is, and we can all take elements of what we see and change and use that to support our agendas. But I think an honest assessment is what's healthy and what is important. And if you look at how it impacts us as a community, in our 2011 budget, we received revenues from government. 49% of our $17 million comes from government. If you look at 2012, that dropped 4%, so we're at 45%. So what does that mean? That shift in revenue in order to fund services in Cook County means that in 2011, we had 28% came from property taxes. 2012, it went up 2%. So the more that we see decreasing revenues on these things where things that were initially put in place with a rationale that made sense, that it becomes competition for dollars, it falls on the shoulders of the citizens to have to pick that up or else to drop services.
Taxes or services, yeah. Right. Okay, speaking of which, in the minute we got left here, let's talk about the budget there. You met with Public Health and Human Services Department head, Sue Futter, and as you have been meeting with various heads of departments on the budget. So how are we doing?
Well, we're working through the process, and I've appreciated the participation on department heads and the willingness to take a look at our budget and try to be as fiscally responsible as we can. We've got a budget, again, roughly $17 million, and we'd like to see that reduced 5%, which would be, a little over $750,000. Mm-hmm. The only way that we get there is to do an honest assessment. That means rolling up our sleeves, digging in, and we're working through the process here. Once we as a board have our discussions, we will go back to department heads and see if we can agree on some of these things, and then hopefully come up so that we can end up with a 0% levy. My target is 0% levy, and don't use anything out of our reserves. We'd like to attain that. I think if we set that target that high, that we'll work towards it as opposed to settling for anything less. Whether it's doable remains to be seen.
Well, we'll find out as we talk with you further in the future.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Thank you. Gary Gamble is a Cook County Commissioner.